Yeah, we'll see, you know, what happens with those guys this week, see how they bounce back. You know, but we got D-Jack. I mean, we'll see if he can go this week. Nate Jackson, you know, Pitt and Andre. So, we still got some guys, you know. We got a bye week coming up in the next couple of weeks. So, hopefully get them healthy and have them rest of the year.
How substantial of a hit, though, is it to your offense? I know these guys will fill in and fill it all, but these are three of your top guys.
Yeah, we'll be fine, though. We'll get through this. You know, it's part of the NFL. You're going to lose guys. You prepare for this throughout this season, throughout OTAs and training camp. You know, you try to get guys reps. So we feel good about it. So we feel really good about it.
Jay, you won three home games by a total of 6 points. The offense stepped up big in the San Diego game. The other two games, the defense made some stops. Can you kind of talk a little bit about kind of coming up with key plays when you need them to win games because the margin of error is so slim in the league, and you've been 3-for-3 in that scenario?
Yeah, defense played really well this past game, you know, and offensively we knew it was going to be a struggle. We knew we were in trouble moving the ball in big bunches. We knew we were going to have trouble putting points up, you know. We wanted to get our field goals. If we had an opportunity for a touchdown, we wanted to make it count. So, you know, fourth quarter, guys are playing really well.
I know it seems hard to imagine, but after this Sunday, your home schedule is over.
Yeah.
You guys have historically been one of the better home teams in the league. Last couple of years, maybe one of the reasons you missed the playoffs is because they weren't as sharp at home. Can you talk about the way you played at Invesco? It's obviously been a big boom to your 4-1 record.
Yeah. Second half of the season, we're on the road. I think it's, you know, two games on the road, one at home. So we had to take advantage of the first half of the schedule and being at home. You know, it's tough to go on the road and win. I don't care where you go or what your record is. It's tough. So, I mean, we learned that in Kansas City. A lot of stuff, you know. They're all over the map. They're doing, they're zoning it out. They're playing man. They're blitzing. You know, they play every team a little bit different. Played Peyton to a lot of cover one and blitz, and that's hard to do because he usually beats you, you know. And they went over there and beat him. Pittsburgh, you know, they played them tough. Good secondary, you know, a good front four. So we're gonna have our hands full again. I don't know. You know, we're still watching film. We're still trying to get an idea of what they're going to do defensively. It could be like KC. It could be like some of the first couple of games. We'll just have to wait and see.
Is a common thread that just in terms of attitude, they're a pretty belligerent bunch? No matter what kind of coverage or what kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get after you, you know. I mean, if they're pressing new, they're going to get in your face and try to stop the wide receivers. You know, they blitz a lot. When they play zone, they still the front four is still getting pressure. So we're going to have to bring our A game.
Jay Jacksonville's got a quarterback that likes to tuck it and run. After watching your film against Tampa, you had a couple of nice little scrambles in there. Do you think you need to do more of that?
No.
No?
No. No.
Even after running over Barber?
No. Well, that's probably my last first one that I'm going to hit like that this year, hopefully. You know, they played some two-man, which opens up the middle of the field, you know, and sometimes the only way to take that away is for the quarterback to run and get him out of it. So some opportunities opened up, you know. We got him out of it in the second half, and they started zoning us up and giving us some windows.
Jay, Jacksonville, 26 against the pass. Can you take anything out of that as far as perhaps more opportunities to go downfield?
We'll see. You know, some of those stats are misleading. What I've watched so far, you know, they've been good against the pass. You know, they've got hit for some big plays here and there. But like I said, we're not for sure what they're going to play us in, if they're going to zone everything up, if they're going to play man and blitz us. We're going to have to go in with a sound plan with some different stuff and feel them out throughout the game.
Jay, how impressed have you been with the way Matt Prater has been able to come in?
Yeah.
Left off.
You know, he's kicking the ball really well. He's in the zone. Hopefully we don't jinx him or anything, you know, because he's 50 yards and farther, you know. He's kicking him really well, making the short stuff. And in a game against KC, against Tampa, you know, it's going to be like that. It's going to be tough. You're going to have to get your threes whenever you can. And you got to have a guy you can rely on. And, you know, he's been that guy all year. So I'm happy for him, definitely. Yeah,
I think we all know what the other one was.
You know, if you look at the guys during the preseason and what they did in training camp, you know, it's similar stuff. They've been protecting really well. The two outside guys have been kind of learning on the run, and they've been picking it up really well. You know, the running backs have been helping. It doesn't hurt when you have wide receivers that can get open, you know. So it's a collective effort between everybody. You know, I can't do my job without those guys up front. Receivers can't do their job without those guys. So it's been a huge help to have that, you know. We kind of struggled with that last year, and it's just good to see. I mean, different defense, different defensive coordinator, you know. So we're watching more of this year's stuff.
Last week's game plan was conservative, kind of harnessed you a little bit, proving that you're coachable, if nothing else.
Kind of.
Were you tempted at times to say the heck with it?
We had some stuff going downfield. You know, it just didn't look good. We had a few routes that we sent some people deep. You know, we missed Eddie. We had some other stuff in the slot, but. They're a good defense. They're sound. They get to their job zones, and they keep everything in front of them. So we knew we might have a few chances here and there. If they came open, it came open. But, I mean, I just wasn't going to force anything in that game.
Is it difficult not wanting to pull the trigger?
No, did it. You know, checked it down, got our 5-6 yards, and we kept it moving.
When you broke in your rookie year, you were kind of observed that Mike Shanahan, they were kind of go at it a few times. What did you think when you were witnessing?
You know, it's an emotional game, very emotional game. You know, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot of pressure, especially on quarterbacks and head coaches. So, you know, you try to keep it as professional as you can. But, I mean, those things are going to happen. I mean, you're going to have some blow-ups here and there and some arguments and some disagreements. It's just a matter of having respect for each other and being able to talk later and be like, yeah, this is what I was thinking, this is what I was thinking, let's move on, you know. And sometimes they struggle at moving on, but we've been good so far.
Thanks, Jay. Yep.